Find the AMS Food Bank on Facebook or feel free to visit anytime across from the Wellness Center and Sprouts.
And we're the Daves. I'm David Bedanek.
I'm Dave Campbell.
I'm Dave Frank.
We're the Daves.
And you're listening to CITR FM 101.9.
CITR Radio.
And these are the Daves of our lives. It is Friday. It's the 16th of January, 2015. We're already 2 weeks into the new year, and you're listening to Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio. We are broadcasting live on CITR 101.9 FM from the luxurious Student Union Building on the Musqueam territory of Oaksend, better known to you as the Point Grey campus of the University of British Columbia. On the program today, the PUSH Festival gets underway very soon. It's the first major arts festival of the year. Some of the most innovative work in live performing arts from around the world will be on display in our town for the next 3 weeks. We'll tell you all you need to know. Plus, the Shindig semifinals continue next week, and we'll preview who's playing at that. And we'll have our usual look at what's going on this weekend in the worlds of local independent theater, film, and music. We've got an open house today. All kinds of people wandering through the station, so anything could happen. Don't touch that dial. On the phone with me right now is Joyce Rosario from the PUSH Festival. She's the associate curator of the festival, and she's on the phone. Hi, Joyce.
Hey, Dave, how's it going?
It's going very well, thanks. So, associate curator, that means you're probably one of the busiest people in the office right now.
It is pretty busy. I think we're all very, very busy at the moment. So it's pretty calm. But, yeah.
Okay, nice well, we really appreciate you taking the time out to speak to us anyway. So thanks
very
much.
Hey, my pleasure.
So, first of all, the PUSH Festival's been going on for about 12 years now, I think. Is that right?
This is year 11.
Year 11. Okay, I was close.
Yeah.
So, tell me a little bit about, you know, what it is, how it started, what it's about, that kind of thing.
Well, it started in 2003, quite modestly. It was a three performance series, which later grew into a festival. We're now in, a dozen or so venues around the city, over 150 performances, 20 shows. I think last year our audiences were about 25,000. So, you know, that's kind of the scale that we're at the moment.
That's quite a lot of growth in 10 years. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, it's been amazing.
Yeah. What's some of the purpose of the PUSH Festival? I mean, you got people coming from around the world with a whole bunch of different disciplines and some multidisciplinary stuff. What's it about?
Well, I think you just said it there yourself, is giving Vancouverites a taste of what's going on elsewhere in the world in terms of contemporary performance. It's just like when you go travel to see a different place, you get a different perspective on yourself, on your own city and where you live. That's why we do the programming that we do.
Mm-hmm. And aside from the performances, you're also doing something called PUSH Assembly, which has more to do with involving the artists. Is that right?
It's about connection, really. It's about connecting artists to artists to audiences, audiences with each other. It's really about kind of having different kinds of platforms for interesting conversations around performance and the work that the artists are doing.
Mm-hmm. So we can not just see what they're doing, but we can learn more about it as well.
Totally, yeah. We've got stuff like a breakfast series, which we're hosting at our new office space right by the CBC building downtown. And that's kind of a bit more off-the-cuff, casual conversations. We have case studies that are happening out at SFU, and that's a bit more, you know, they're being led by professors. So it's a bit more about practice and a bit more about from an academic kind of perspective, I suppose.
Right. So what are some of the main performance events that we're going to be able to see?
Well, a huge range. We've got our opening show. Our first show is coming up on Tuesday at So Blue at the Fay and Milton Wong at SFU Woodwards. It's with Louise Le Cavalier, who used to dance with a company called La 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 Human Steps. And she's just a phenomenal, phenomenal dancer. She was on tour with David Bowie in the 80s, and she's one to watch. That's the first week for sure.
She started here, right? La La Human Steps?
No, she's from Montreal.
Oh, okay. I'm thinking of something else then. All right. But it's still a big event. I mean, they've been around for a long time, and they do really brilliant, innovative kind of work. So that's a big get for you.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Now, aside from the big events, there's lots of little events, more intimate things in restaurants and coffee houses and stuff. What are some of the things that we might not be aware of in the big noise but are definitely worth checking out?
Right. Well, there is all of our performances at Club Push, kind of more of a cabaret club-like environment for more experimental or more intimate works. We've got a piece called Fare Thee Well. It involves telescopes from a viewpoint that we've just confirmed is going to be at the Lookout Point in downtown Vancouver. And it's a piece where you listen to a piece of opera over headphones and you look through a telescope to a different point in the distance. And that is the piece. It's an installation piece. We've got the Human Library happening at the main branch of the Vancouver Library, where you choose a human book and you sit down with them and they tell you a story, basically. A little bit of insight of a person or a background that you may not be familiar with.
And these things, they're scattered all over mostly the downtown area, but all, you know, like in all kinds of places you wouldn't expect to see things. So you could just stumble across something without even realizing it.
Yeah, well, the first weekend of the festival, on the 24th and 25th, we have a large-scale outdoor dance presentation that's going to be at the Queen Elizabeth Plaza. I mean, that's something that you'll see and you will not be...
The Grand Continental.
That's right.
Yeah, we were talking about that when the audition notices first came out. That's going to be exciting. You've got 70 dancers going on into that?
70 dancers going into that, and it's really interesting. It's... For the most part, these are people who, they're definitely not professional dancers. Some of them have a little bit of, you know, maybe they've taken dance classes when they were a kid and they've always looked for an opportunity to get back to it. Some people have never danced but have always wanted to. And so they've been rehearsing together for the past 10 weeks to learn 30 minutes of choreography. It's absolutely amazing. I mean, I stepped into the process at the very beginning, and I visited the rehearsal process a couple nights ago, so 6 weeks later, and it is incredible how it's looking.
Well,
really
as someone who has done a little bit of musical theater and has always come out of the first dance rehearsal in tears because I can't get the steps and don't know what's going on, I have great respect and admiration for the people that are participating in it. So you said that was at the Plaza at the Queen Elizabeth Theater?
The Queen Elizabeth Plaza, so it's outdoors.
Yeah.
Just on that square that you know, where the Christmas market is.
Yeah,
usually.
Yeah. And that when is that happening?
That's going to be January 24th and 25th. Right. The performances are going to be at 1 p.m. and 4 p.m.
All right, so we'll keep our eye out for that. And I had one other thing I wanted to ask you about. What are experience spheres?
Experience spheres are an installation project that we're working on with a company called Tangible Interaction. They design objects that people interact with in live event environments, largely. And the spheres are, you know, they're meant to be kind of to draw interest to public spaces. Maybe it's a route that you normally walk around, and all of a sudden there's a sphere, and They're each installed with something on the inside that's going to be a little bit of a surprise. And just the kind of visual image of people inside the sphere and this giant head. I'm curious to see how that's going to work out. We've had it installed in a gallery so far, but not yet out in public space.
What kind of public spaces will be
surprise for us as well, I think.
So where will these be located?
They're going to be located in different locations each weekend. The places are posted on our website.
Right.
one weekend it'll be at Granville Island. Another weekend it'll be, there's going to be one in the public library. And one weekend they're going to be in the atrium of SFU Woodward's downtown.
Wow. So the next 3 weeks, there's just going to be so much to take in.
Yeah.
So let's get down to selling some tickets. How do people get their bums in the seats?
Yeah, well, you know, one thing I wanted to point out is if you're between the ages of 16 and 24, we have a youth pass that's free to register for, and it gives you access to $5 tickets.
Wow.
That's one way you can get tickets.
Yeah.
I think I wish I was still that age.
Yeah.
To access those tickets. otherwise, all the information is available on our website.
Right. And you can get a festival pass. You can also get single tickets for events.
At this point, it's just single tickets that are available. Our
okay.
passes are as far as I know, unless things have changed and we've been able to release a couple, our passes have been sold out.
Wow.
Yeah. So it's single tickets.
Great. Well, and it's just look up Push Festival
.ca.
That's all it is. All right.
That's it.
And things kick off on Tuesday, right? The 20th?
On Tuesday.
Yeah. All right. Well, good luck. I hope it's just a huge success. And
thank you so much. It's been great chatting with you.
Thanks. You too. Bye-bye. Get back
to
work. All right. So, the Push Festival, that is going to be very exciting. Okay, we are going to, let's get right into some music. Shindig. Let's talk about Shindig. Shindig is our regular Battle of the Bands events. Let me just shut off the phone there. Happening at the Hindenburg at 23 West Cordova. If you don't know about it, look it up. I'm sorry. Didn't mean to be rude there. It's an event that we've been doing for the last 30 years where local bands get to showcase their work in front of an enthusiastic crowd. And we've gone through the preliminary rounds, and we are now moving into the semifinals. The first semifinal was last week. Still Creek Murder was the champion at that. They get to go into the finals in February. And this week coming up, we've got three more bands that made it through the first round, Skim Milk, Malk, and Poles. So let's start with Still Creek Murder and then get on to the next three semifinalists at Shindig. Okay, I screwed up already. This is Skim Milk. We'll play Still Creek Murder after. We'll be right back.
so easy, intuitively so, oh, embarrassed to have given me heavenly access and vision to the excess. They know how you've been. Yeah, needles sit in the room with the other silent criers. They know how you've been. With surgeon's tools and a disposition of a killer who's en route. I'm stepping softly. I've got these careful lungs. I'm going stiller to tell you that I'm sorry.
I always thought I would get in. was coming back. He was in his house. Guess I made him mad. He wouldn't come out. And things are looking bad. He's packing all his stuff. He's getting out of here. He's had about enough. When I paint, down in the swamp, it was a day that I loved the most. The man I'm in my sleep, and I take him home. It was a day that I loved the most. Rainy, rainy, rainy sea, black smoke's rubbing off of me.
So there you go. That's what's going to be playing at the Hindenburg on Tuesday night for night two of Shindig semifinals. To recap, it's Skim Milk, Malk, and Poles. And we heard last week's winner, Still Creek, in there as well. We're going to take a short break. And then when we come back, we'll let you know what's going on live stages around town this weekend.
Helms Ali!
Seattle grunge trio Helms Alive play at the Electric Owl this Saturday, January 17th, with special guests Wayne Grohl and Astrakhan. Advance tickets are $10, available from Red Cat, Zulu, Neptune Records, and online. This message is brought to you by Timber Concerts at CITR 101.9 FM.
My address is 2904 Salisbury Street.
I can't understand you. You need to speak English.
Hey, Polly, that remark is totally inappropriate. I know you're new here, but this is a safe harbor office.
We're committed to treating all of our clients respectfully.
What would you do if you were this witness? Safe Harbor Respect for All provides diversity workshops across Canada with funding from the Government of Canada. Visit safeharbor.ca. Respect for all. Pass it on.
I'm going to be round my vegetables. I'm going to chow down my vegetables. I love you most of all, my favorite vegetable.
Sprouts. It's your 75-cent coffee fix in the sub.
It's your source for reasonably priced, creatively named stew and vegan brownies.
It's your purveyor of bicycle-delivered local produce.
It's also a place where volunteers can realize their vision of responsible business and where like-minded students can explore UBC's food systems.
Hark! Sprouts is currently accepting applications for next year's executive board and is encouraging ambitious, creative, and disciplined students from all faculties and year levels to apply.
Come by Sprouts in the sub-basement to learn more about our projects and how to get involved.
I tried to kick the ball, but my tinny flew right off. I'm red as a beet, 'cause I'm so embarrassed.
So time now for the Dave Radio exclusive theater listings for the weekend starting today, which is the 16th of January, 2015. At Pacific Theater, 12th and Hemlock, Under the Lintel. It's a Pacific Theater. No, it's a production of Rosebud Theater from Calgary. It's part ghost story, part metaphysical detective yarn, one man's obsessive investigation into mysteries past and present. There's a show tonight at 8 and two shows at 2 and 8 tomorrow. At the Fire Hall Arts Center, Kayak is closing on Saturday with three shows left, one tonight, two tomorrow. And Kayak is a witty and provocative environmental comedy of global proportions, featuring a friend of the show, Seabass. At Metro Theatre, they're doing Fawlty Towers, a live stage presentation of the John Cleese TV series from the 70s. They're doing three episodes from Fawlty Towers, A Touch of Class, The Builders, and one of my personal favorites, the Mrs. Richards episode, Communications Problems. At the Cult Historic Theater, Blackbird is still is continuing with their presentation of Samuel Beckett's radio play, All That Fall, tonight, tomorrow night, and Sunday afternoon. And then we've got, let's see here, what's that? Oh, this is good. The Waterfront Theater is doing the second annual Sketch Comedy Festival with special guest Kevin MacDonald. Things going on all weekend, so look at VancouverSketchFest.com for details on that. At Performance Works, tonight there's some music from the Arabian Peninsula and Persia, Iran. I can't read it. Where are my glasses? Gord Gridlana's Harim and the Vashan Persian Ensemble going on at Performance Works tonight. Tomorrow night, it's Caravan World Rhythms 15th anniversary celebrations with performers like Bosifus King and Alma de España Flamenco and many, many more. And then live comedy on Sunday night at two places. The Havana Theater has got their East Van Comedy weekly event with Instant Theater, and that's happening Sunday night. They've got Street Fight and Cage Match, and then Monday night, the Laugh Gallery with Graham Clark. And then to round it off, the weekly sketch comedy group, The Sunday Service, will be doing their show at the Fox Cabaret on Sunday. So check out that. And if you've got something that you want me to tell the world about, you let us know. Our email address is daveradiopodcast@hotmail.com. Of course, you know, if I'm going to play a song, I should actually make sure you can hear it. We have these little buttons on the board, and they have red lights on them. And if the red light's not on, then I can hear it, but you can't. So now you can hear it.
Pick me up, let's take a ride. Don't care anywhere, just drive. Windows down, I feel alive. The engine's
Robin's humming makes me high. Tell me all your reasons why, or don't say anything, just try. Sing along and cruise the dial. Me, I'm all for killing time. Hold on, don't say nothing's wrong. I don't wanna be lonely, don't wanna be blue. I said, hold on, don't say nothing's wrong. I don't wanna be lonely, don't wanna be lonely with you. It's not the night to stay inside. Wide awake, I chase the light. Black and white across the sky, falling stars, they catch my eye. Run away with me tonight. Too hot to sleep, so I just try. Let a million miles go by, light them up. Or in the light, these spinning wheels in time of mine, the road another crooked line. Just hold on, don't say nothing's wrong. I don't wanna be lonely, don't wanna be blue. I said hold. Take a ride. Don't care anywhere, just drive.
so fast. I'm hanging on to my heart and soul. This wave is our creation, sweeping out across the nation. I hope I kick it out before I go.
That's Kelly Haig and Darius Green from the East Band Special Blend. We also heard from Reed Jameson and Eugene Ripper. Stick around. We've got our weekly call board. Let you know what's going on in terms of auditions and classes and all kinds of other stuff right after this.
UBC's Art Undergraduate Society invites you to its annual Humanities and Social Sciences Conference on January 17th. Attend your choice of 21 undergraduate academic research presentations and the concluding panel discussion featuring CITR's very own Dr. Ira Nadell, host of Arts on Air. Attendance is free and includes lunch and refreshments. Register today at aus.ubc.ca/conference.
Beppe Crispin presents...
Difficult music, harsh electronics, spoken word, cut up / collage, and a general Crispin weirdness. Sunday, 7 to 9 a.m. at CITR 101.9 FM.
Old or New Testament?
I think the New Testament.
The question is, Pilate. Remember Pilate from the New Testament?
Pontius Pilate. He fiddled while...
Yeah, no, well, just a minute. Let me ask the question, then you can give me the answer, okay? Did Pilate want Jesus to be crucified?
Pontius Pilate washed his hands of it.
So did he want him to be crucified?
Yeah.
No. No. No.
Well, tune in every Friday afternoon, 3:30 to the Nightwatch Show on Xenia!
Well, find a good church. It'll help you.
Or just take a ukulele class. Friend of the show, Ronan Wong and Marion Wong, the Cypress Street Band, are doing their ukulele classes at the St. James Community Square. They've got two levels, beginners or intermediates. And you do need to bring a ukulele, though, but they will. And if you have a tuner, that would help, too. But they will provide you with the expertise to be a great ukuleleist. 10-week classes start on Wednesday, the 21st. $160 for the course, plus $10 for material. And you can phone Ronan at 604-737-2634 for more information. And we've got a link posted on the Dave Radio Facebook page. Jacques Lalonde's continuing comedy classes are continuing, as continuing things do. Laughing Matters, Masterclass and the 22 Principles of Comedy, Wednesday nights. They have moved their location now. It's on Commercial Drive, 1675 Commercial, and also a link to that on the Facebook page as well. We talked about the Push Festival. Well, there's also a Poll Festival. It's a festival of 10-minute plays written by local writers, and they're going to be performing in March, but right now they're looking for actors. So on a week from this weekend, the Sunday the 25th, there will be auditions at Carousel Studio on Granville Island. You must be non-equity. There will be no compensation for this. It's just a great opportunity for emerging actors and to get some exposure and a chance to work with some great writers and directors as well. So if you want to know more, go to pollfestival@gmail.com and let them know you're interested. If you're submitting, send your headshot and resume to that address. Make sure you put poll audition and your name on the subject line. Another big new play festival, it's Brave New Playwrights, which is happening at UBC. It's the UBC Creative Writing Program have written some new material, and they want to put them up on stage. The festival happens in March. The auditions are going on this weekend at the UBC Learning Exchange, which is on Main Street in Chinatown. Looking for a variety of actors, male and female, ranging from the ages from the 20s to the 50s. And there is one script that specifically looks for actors of Japanese heritage, one male, one female in their 20s, and one male in their 40s. So check that out. Brave New Playwrights Festival, looking for actors. Theater Under the Stars is also holding auditions in February, but get yourself ready for them now. They're doing Oliver and Hairspray this summer at Malkin Bowl. So go to tuts.ca for more information on that. Seabrook Entertainment doing a play called Grandpa and Me at Presentation House in the spring. Their auditions are this weekend as well at St. David's Church in West Van. They're specifically looking for a Caucasian male in his 60s or 70s to play Grandpa and a female blonde light-haired between 8 and 12 to play the granddaughter. Gotta Sing, Gotta Dance musical theater summer program doing Ocean's 11 and a Half, the story of Tom's Cruise by Gotta Sing, Gotta Dance musical director Perry Elric. Actually, he's the director of the whole thing, Perry is. He's doing two sessions, in one in July, one in August, for anyone between the age of 9 and 19 who love to sing, dance, and act. Kinky Boots, the Tony Award-winning musical written by Harvey Fierstein and Cindy Lauper. The Canadian premiere is going to be happening in June at the Royal Alex in Toronto, and they're doing a national search for adult male singers and dancers. So if you're interested in that, the audition is tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the Concerto Room at the Westin Grand on Robson Street. And final note, Langley Players Club doing George Walker's Escape from Happiness in April, and that will be part of the Fraser Valley Zone Festival in May, And their auditions are this weekend. Let's see. Today's the 16th. So it'll be Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday at the Langley Playhouse. And if you want details on those or other auditions, you go to VancouverActorsGuide.com or the Vancouver Public Library at vpl.ca. Now, this next tune is for the person who called in and said, we don't play enough British songs from World War II.
Important in my way. The job I have to do may not sound much to you, but all the same I'm very proud to say I'm the girl that makes the thing that drills the hole that holds the ring that drives the rod that turns the knob that works the thingamabob. I'm the girl that makes the thing that holds the oil that oils the ring that takes the shank that moves the crank that works the thingamabob. It's a ticklish sort of job making a thing for a thingamabob, especially when you don't know what it's for. But it's the girl that makes the thing that drills the hole that holds the ring that makes the thingamabob that makes the engines roar. And it's the girl that makes the thing that holds the oil that oils the ring that makes the thingamabob that's going to win the war. I'm not what you would call a heroine at all. I don't suppose you'd even know my name. But though I'll never boast of my important post, I'll strike a blow for freedom just the same. That works the thingamabob. Bob, it's a ticklish sort of job making a thing for a thingamabob, especially when you don't know what it's for. But it's the girl that makes the thing that drills the hole that holds the ring that makes the thingamabob that makes the engines roar. And it's the girl that makes the thing that holds the oil that oils the ring that thingamabob that's going to win the war. It is an all.
One last thing. Lois Dawson, Vancouver's favorite stage manager, is looking for an ASM for their upcoming remount of This Stays in the Room. It's a non-equity position, but there will be a small honorarium provided. Rehearsals start on January 26th. The show runs from February 4th to the 7th. If you or someone you know is interested in being an ASM for This Stays in the Room, get in touch with Lois at dawson.lois@gmail.com as soon as you can. We'd all be very grateful for that. Well, that's the show. Thanks for spending your lunch hour with us. Big shout out this week to everyone nominated for Ovation Awards, the annual awards for musical theater in Vancouver. That takes place Sunday at 6 o'clock at the Vancouver Academy of Music, right down next to the Planetarium. Remember what George Clooney said at the Golden Globes. If you're in the room, you've caught the brass ring. You get to do what you've always dreamed of doing and be celebrated for it. If you have a song that needs airplay, a show that needs audience, an audition that needs actors, a class that needs students, a film shoot that needs background, or a play that needs an ASM, we're here for you. Send your details to us at daveradiopodcast@hotmail.com and please like us on Facebook. Stick around. Eleanor and Erica are here. with Femme Concept. And don't forget Napkin Boy at 3:30 with Nardwar the Human Serviette Presents. And men's hockey on the radio tonight at 7 o'clock as the T-Birds face the Huskies of Saskatchewan. Dave Radio returns next week at this same time. Bye-bye.
Please remember to watch your language.
Look, I can't speak without swearing, and I've only got my grade 10, and I haven't had a cigarette since I've been arrested, and I'm ready to f***ing snap. So I'd like to make a request under the People's Freedom of Choices and Voices Act that I be able to smoke and swear in your courtroom. Because if I can't smoke and swear, I'm f***ed.
The following programming may contain content that some listeners find offensive. If you are sensitive to foul language or explicit content, please turn your radio the f*** off now.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
Nisiyam, Nisiyaya, Thikum Queen Ansep, Hydra Siyam, Nisiyam, Nisiyaya, Anthas Yakuya, Talitin, Homusqueam, Mustayo.
Whoever said money can't buy you friends obviously wasn't a member at CITR. When you become a member, you get the Friends of CITR card with incredible discounts in the downtown area at
The Baker and the Chef, Bang On T-shirts, Beat Street Records, Dunleavy Snack Bar, The Fall Tattooing, Fortune Sound Club, Hits Boutique, Pacific Cinematheque, Perch, The Portside Pub, Save On Meats, and Vinyl Records.
find out more, visit us in room 233 of the sub on the UBC campus or go online to citr.ca.
Afternoon, everybody. You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. You are listening to Femme Concept. My name is Erica.
And I'm Eleanor.
And we're going to play some music for you today.
Shocking.
So the song that you just heard was called Until the World Lets Me Go by the band Faith Healer, which is Jessica Jalbert and Rennie Wilson, who are both members of Tita's Punk Explosion. And which are two different bands. And we played Tita's last week.
We did.
And they're awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And they're an Edmonton duo.
Yeah.
Which is pretty cool.
Yeah, really exciting. They're going to put the song. Did you say the name of the song?
Until the World.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're putting a new album out on Mint. I think it comes out in March. And there's another single streaming online right now on Stereo Gum. So if you liked that one, go listen to the other one.
Yeah. It's awesome stuff.
Really good show lined up today.
Yeah, it's super exciting. It's super sunny,
yeah.
Which is so great. It's actually warm.
Yes.
So summer's around the corner.
Exactly.
Maybe not, or maybe.
We'll be playing lots of music, talking about some of the stuff coming up this weekend and in the coming week, and also talking a little bit about stuff going on at UBC. It is Sexual Assault Awareness Month here at on campus, so we're going to chat about that a little bit. And also, CITR is having an open house right now.
Yeah, which is super cool. There's people standing behind us right now. It's
watching
awesome.
Us. Yeah.
And yeah, we're introducing everybody and trying to suck them in into the beautiful land of radio. So hopefully it's going all right thus
yeah,
far.
Yeah, if you're listening to this and you want something to do, come to the open house.
Yeah.
Why not?
Cool. All right, so the next song we're going to play is called Taxi Driver by Colleen Green, who is signed to Hardly Art Records.